You know, it's a test zayin of a base holding. Again, we'll send the last Gemara again before the two doctors. Hem shechiyam. Tana rabbanan. Yom tev shechal liyas b'era Shabbos. When Yom tev comes out on era Shabbos, ein ma'arvin lo yerube tchumim v'lo yerube chatzeres. Hey, Friday is Yom tev. So on Yom tev, you're not allowed to make an erev tchumim. That's cheetah, because on Yom tev itself, you're also not allowed to walk chutz from the tchum. So it's called you being mistaken today something on Yom tev, you're not allowed to do that. But the chiddush is v'lo yerube chatzeres. You're not allowed to make an erev chatzeres either on Yom tev. Even though on Yom tev, you're allowed to carry from one chutzor to another chutzor, so you don't need an erev. So I would think maybe you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov for Shabbos. It's not cool you're doing anything today, because today you're allowed to carry anyway. Kamash Malon, no. And Tanakama says this also, because since you're doing something now, to the Nesakin tomorrow, that in order on Shabbos you should be able to carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer, it's called a Meisen Tikin, and that's also to do on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yoim, Rabbi says no. Ma'arvin Erubi Chatzeris. You are allowed to make an Erub Chatzeris. When Friday comes out on Yom Tov, you're allowed to make an Erub Chatzeris on Friday Yom Tov for Shabbos. But today on Friday, Yom Tov, you can't make an Erev Tchumim even for tomorrow. What's the difference? Something that's also to do today, you're not allowed to walk today on Yom Tov outside the Tchum. So to make an Erev Tchumim today means something. So even though true you want to make it today for tomorrow, that's also. Because you're doing something that's called fixing. It's always done with the binyan, like you're building something. It's like tikkun mana. You're doing something now that really is also today to carry chutz l'tchum. So you want to do something today to make it mutter for tomorrow, that's also. It looks like you're doing something of tikkun, of fixing something. Ma'ashenkein v'yata oisroi p'dovra mutoloi. But something you're allowed to do today that's mutter on Yom Tov itself, you're allowed to carry. You can carry today from one chutzah to another chutzah. So since today you are allowed to carry, you can't ask me to make an Erev Chatzeres today for tomorrow. Even though for tomorrow on Shabbos you're really going to help. Because without it you can't carry. With it you could carry. But it doesn't look like you're being masak, like you're fixing up something. Since anyway, today you're allowed to carry anyway. So that's Rabbi Svara. Rabbi holds you're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres on Friday Yom Tov for Shabbos. So what's the loch? Itma rabba malocha katanakama. That we hold both a roster. And that's the loch. Ushmula malocha karebi. Know that it's smutah to make the rubi chateris. You could make on Friday Yom Tov for Shabbos. Iboilu. We have a question now. Halocha karebi lakula. Do we paskin like Rebbe taka lakula the way he just said that you are allowed to make a rubi chateris on Friday for Shabbos? Oilu chumra. Or else maybe halocha karebi and Rebbe goes to chumra. So the moral kurb shita to lakula kama. What's your question? For sure, Rebbe just got finished saying Lakula, Rebbe is a makel. The Rebbe just said he's the one that said you are allowed to make the Eruvi Chatzerus from Friday on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So what's your question? So Gemara says the question was, Mishrom the Sholach Rebbe Loza LeGoyla. Rebbe Loza sent into Goyla that like Ishaatim Shainim Abovil, not like you learn in Bovil that Rebbe Matir Chomim Oisrim. Now, the brice we had before, like the learning bubble, was that Rebbe said it's mutter. You're allowed to make today on Friday. You can make the Erev Chatzeres today on Friday, Yom Tov, for tomorrow for Shabbos. And Chachamim Oisrim, Chachamim say nothing doing. Since Lamais, you're doing something today on Yom Tov to fix up something for tomorrow, that's awesome. Now let him make a Maisa Tikkun for tomorrow. That's the way we learned the bubble. So Rebbe Lezer said that's not the right shot. Elo, you should learn like this, that Rebbe Oisir, Rebbe is the one that said it's also to do it. Therefore, they are the shayla. Who do we pass on like? Do we pass on like Rebbe or not? Because at this side, Rebbe is the one that says it's also. So, Toshima, come in here, bring your raya. Toshima, the Rav Tachlipa Baravdimi, Obar Uvde Kavote de Shmuel. He did aloha like Shmuel, the way Shmuel paskin. Now, before Shmuel paskin, what aloha to Rebbe? That's the way Shmuel said. So, the question we have a suffix now, what did Rebbe really say? We learned until now that Rebbe was Mekel. Rebbe Lezer had a suffix to say maybe Rebbe was the Machmir. So we're going to bring a proof now. It says that Shmuel, Rav Tachlifa Barav Dimi did a Meister, and they see acted according to Halacha like Shmuel. Now, and Shmuel passed before like Rebbe, so we'll see what that means. The way we learned it means that Rebbe holds you are allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres on Friday for Shabbos. The Friday is Yom Tov. So it comes out Rav Tachlifa did like that. Rav Tachlifa told somebody he's allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres today, Friday, Yom Tov, for tomorrow Shabbos. Now, V'yomer Rav said, T'chila saruah d'hait sumer rabon l'kakula. Now, the first psak this Rav Tachlifa did, where he made a mistake. So come that he said, the psak that you said, that you hold like Rebbe, so the churit means that you're allowed to make the Erev, is a mistake, you did something wrong. So Marsha proves like this. It's very good where we said at the beginning, Lakulakama. That Rebbe, like we had our first price, Rebbe says it's muta. Rebbe is the one that says you are allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres Friday for Shabbos. And now, Bar Tachlifa, Paskin like Shmuel, that Paskin's like Rebbe, so comes out very good, he told the person, you are allowed to make the Erev Chatzeres on Friday for Shabbos. And now, Rav holds not like that, so it's very good. Rav says, Hainu Kikula, that's why he made a Kilku, did something wrong. Because since the Levi says, Rav holds not like Shmuel, but Rav like Rav said before, Rav Paskins like the Chomim. Says, very good. Rav himself holds like the Chomim, saying, you're not allowed to make the Erev Chatzeres on Friday for Shabbos. So Rav said, Bar Tachlipa, the Paskin like Shmuel, his first sack was a kilkul, he made a mistake. Because see, Paskin like Shmuel, you are allowed to. But I hold you're not allowed to, so like this, everything comes out very good. But Rav says, you made a mistake. Like you, Paskin, like Shmuel, that's mutter. No, the Lachri is like me, like the Chomim, that's Osi. Now let him make an Erev Chatzeres on Friday, Yom Tov for Shabbos. Elo, but if you're going to tell me now, like Rebbe Lezer learned, that he changed it around. Eli Yamr, Lechula, Lechum, if you want to tell me, Rebbe was the one that said it's Osi. That's what Rebbe Lezer wanted to learn. Rebbe Lezer wanted to say that Rebbe holds you not let him make the Erev Chatzeres from Friday, Yom Tov for Shabbos. So it comes out now that Ratachlipo did a Maisa like Shmuel, the Paskin like Rebbe. So according to that shot, what did Rebbe say? Not allowed to. So if Tachlifa, good, he was Machmir. Somebody came to ask him a Shiloh. Today is Friday Yom Tov. Can I make an Erev Chatzeres today for tomorrow? So Tachlifa answered him back, Allah is like Rebbe, the way Rebbe Lezer learns Pshat, that it's also. So he told him it's also. So for the Gemara, my Kukulika, how could there be a Kukul? You told somebody to be a Machmir, you didn't make any mistake. It's not so. Kukul means like something happened wrong because of you. You made a Kukul here, you ruined something. You didn't ruin anything. By telling someone to be Machmir a little bit, you're not ruining. So why is it called a Kukul? And the Gemara, yes. Ika, my Kukulika is Markivun de Mekalkala, Bar Rabim, Haina Kukula. Yes, this is also called a Kukul. Like Rashi says, Kivun de Mekalkala Bar Rabim, Shesheichinu Matalklam Bal Yeru. You're making a kilkul for the people. Like, what's part of the purpose of making a Erubah Chatzeres? Erubah Chatzeres is you want that people may, by mistake, carry out on Shabbos from one house to another house, and it's also to do it. So you want to make an Erev Chatzeres before Shabbos to avoid the Yisra, to come out of Tzmutter, to allow people to carry from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. So now that Rav Tachlifa, Paskin like Shmuel, the Paskin like Rebbe, that holds the Chumah, you're not allowed to make the Erev, he told the person, don't make the Erev Chatzeres. So since the person didn't make the Erev Chatzeres, the kilkul was that there are going to be some people on Shabbos that are going to forget and will carry out from one chutzah to another chutzah. So you caused the kilkul to happen on Shabbos. Because to you, it comes out, some people are going to carry now from one rishus to another rishus without an Erev, and that's your fault. That's why it's called the kilkul. So mainly, we don't have a clear rai exactly what does Rebbe hold. Does Rebbe was the one that said, you are allowed to make the Erev Chatzeres? Or the Rebbe Lezer once learned, Rebbe was the one that says, no, you're not allowed to make the Erev Chatzeres. Now everybody holds this also. Now that I make a tchum, Erev Tchum on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Because that's also to walk chutz to Tchum on Yom Tov also. That's called the Maisa Tikkun today. Right, Omar Rava, Omar Rav Chizda, Omar Rav Huna, Halacha to Rebbe. Halacha is like Rebbe Bulesser. In economy, the way Rebbe Lezer Paskins, Rebbe Lezer learns Pshad, that Rebbe is the one that says that you're not allowed to make even an Erev Chatzeres on a Friday, which is Yom Tov for Shabbos. And that's what we Paskin. The Maisa we Paskin, it's also. We hold on a Yom Tov Friday is a Yom Tov. You're not allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres on Friday Yom Tov for tomorrow for Shabbos. Because since Lamaisa is going to be, it might be a Maisa Tikkun tomorrow, you're creating something for tomorrow, you're not allowed to do that on Yom Tov. Tana Rabbonin, Yom Tov Shechal Lias B'Shabbos. What happens when Yom Tov Sukkis or Shavuos or Pesach comes out on Shabbos? Is how do we dive into the Tefillah, the Shemoneh Esrei? Is Be'Shama Yomrim Mispalu Shemoina. Be'Shama says you dive in 8 brachas. Not like we do 7 brachas. For he holds when Shabbos comes out on Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, you make 8 brachas. For Yom Tov Shabbos b'fnei atzmoi, Hamekadesh HaShabbos is 1 bracha by itself. For Yom Tov b'fnei atzmoi, another bracha. For Kedushas HaYom Tov, you make another bracha by itself. That's the way Beis Shammai holds. Beis Hillel says no. That Mispalo Sheva, you only make 7 brachas like a regular Shabbos. Or regular Yom Tov, you make the same brachas on Yom Tov Shabbos. But Maschil B'Shal Shabbos, this sheet told that Beshami holds, you just start off B'Shal Shabbos, or Messiah B'Shal Shabbos, and you end off also, so Mekadesh Shabbos, that's all. In the bracha, you don't say Mekadesh Hazmanim. You don't say that. Our bracha uses Mekadesh Yisrael B'Yazmanim, right. We say Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael B'Yazmanim. But according to the sheet, Beshami B'Shal says no. You end off just Mekadesh Shabbos. In the middle of the bracha, you also say, Chaga Pesach Azez, Chaga Matzoy, Chaga Shavuos, Chaga Sukkos. In the middle of the bracha, you mention the Yom Tov. But you don't end off with the bracha of Yom Tov, you end off with a pure Mekadosh HaShabbos. That's what Vesil holds. Rebbe Yoimer, though, we don't, like Rebbe says, Rebbe Yoimer, no, Avchoysim bo Mekadosh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael V'Yazmanim. You end off the Nusra bracha with two things. True, we only make seven brachas, not like Veshama to make two separate brachas for Shabbos and for Yom Tov, but the one bracha we make, the middle bracha, we say two things in the Chesima. Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Yazmanim. Toni Tono Kaime de Ravina. Atana learned something in front of Ravina. Mekadosh Yisrael V'HaShabbos V'Yazmanim. That's the way he said. He said Nusra should be, we do it Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Yazmanim. He said, no, first say Mekadosh Yisrael, then V'HaShabbos V'Yazmanim. Rashi, the Mil say the Rebbe, in the same psak the way Rebbe learned, that you end off with the two inyonim in the same bracha, but he just said, change around a little bit to say Mekadosh Yisrael, first say about Kedushas Yisrael. And then you mention V'HaShabbos V'Yazmanim. Then you talk about Shabbos and Yom Tov. Omalei, so he answered, Ravine answered back to him, Otu Yishabbos Yisrael Mekadshelei. Does Shabbos have to do with Yisrael, Klal Yisrael? For your Shabbos, Mikadsha V'Kaima. Shabbos is the Kedusha by itself. From Sheshes Yemei Bereishis, the first Shabbos, and then on, there's always 6 days of work. And the seventh day of Shabbos, it has nothing to do with the Kiddush Levona, it has nothing to do with Klal Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone was Mekadosh Shabbos. You don't have to say Mekadosh Yisrael for your Shabbos. You start off saying Mekadosh HaShabbos. Shabbos has its own Kedusha. Trashi Otu Shabbos Yisrael Mekadshelei. Shekidamta Kedusha Yisrael L'Shal Shabbos. That you said first say Mekadosh Yisrael and then our Shabbos. Bishlei Mizman and Bishlei by Yom Tov, it's very good. Sorach Laktim Kedushas Yisrael. Likdushasan, you have to say first Mekadosh Yisrael. V'hazmanim shall yedei Kedushas Yisrael niskachuhem. Because of Yisrael came a Pesach, came a Shavuos. V'loi niskachu Yisrael hayukovim chadoshim. V'kor mu'adim v'bezdin. If not for the Bezdin that makes the Kiddush HaChodesh, makes the Chodesh, we wouldn't have a Pesach. Pesach is Tezvav on Nisan. Tezvav on the Tishrei Sukkis. So you need the Bezdin to make the Yom Tov. Mashenken Shabbos is by itself. Rashi Yelush Shabbos Mekatsha B'Kaimon. Mishesh Yishimei B'Reishis. V'yena Tluya B'Kviyas the Rosh Chodesh. Not totally in Rosh Chodesh. Sam, every 7 day is Kodesh. Elo, so if Ravina said no, you should do like we learned before in Rebbe. Eloima Mekadesh HaShabbos. Then you say V'Yisrael V'Yazmanim. And Amar Rabbi Yosef Halacha K'Rebbe, you could have tirus Ravina. Halacha is like Rebbe, like Ravina says, like we do Mekadosh HaShabbos. Then we say Yisrael V'Yazmanim. Tana Rabbanu Shabbos Shechal Lias Rosh Chodesh. What happens when Shabbos comes out on Rosh Chodesh? I have the Chol Shemoyed. Real Shabbos comes out on Chol Shemoyed. Is Arves V'Shachris Amincha, these three tefillos, Mispal L'Sheva. The Baal of Shabbos, you only make seven brachas, like on Shabbos. The Yoyma Miyena Moira Be'Avoida. In the Avoida, that's by Moidim, by Ritzain, as by Yalav Yavoi, you say Mein HaMoira. That's like we do. On Rosh Chodesh, we just say Yalav Yavoi, and yet in Nusach HaBracha, we don't say Rosh Chodesh, we just say Mekadosh HaShabbos. And Cholesh Shemoyed, we just say Yalav Yavoi. Shrashi Mishpalu Sheva Kishasha Bosses, like every other Shabbos, you daven the regular seven brachas. Yechid HaBachon Ein Loi, Lemoyed bracha kavua b'sholos tefillah halalu. Just like in a regular chol hamoed on a weekday, we don't have a special nusach for the tefillah. We just say yalav yavoi. Is af b'shabbes ain't zorch lekvir lebracha lebei shamayim. Vloy leklal lebei tilo. Nein hamoyer rosh chodesh shemayim. You just say b'avoyde gan yalav yavoi b'brichos avoyde. Like we do. You say yalav yavoi. That's all. So when Shabbos comes out on chol hamoed, or Shabbos comes out on rosh chodesh, and the nusach of shachris mincha and mariv, you just say the regular tefillah of Shabbos. And just add Yalav Yavi. V'yim lo yoma, let's say you forgot to say Yalav Yavi, is machzir noisa. You have to daven over again. It's not called Yadavin. Rabbi Lezer Roy Mevohidor. Rabbi Lezer says the place where you say Yalav Yavi is not where we say it by Ritzay, but like where we say Al Nisim in Moedim. Shrashi Baidor, Kemoy Shoimer Al Nisim, Mechanical Purim. Same way we say by Al Nisim. After Moedim, that's where he holds you have to say Yalav Yavi also after Moedim. Now, over Musafim, what do you do about Musaf when Shabbos comes out of Rosh Chodesh? Or Shabbos comes out on Chol HaMoed. That on a regular Chol HaMoed or a regular Rosh Chodesh Shabbos owns Tefillah Musaf. Taki, you have to daven a whole Musaf for Rosh Chodesh, for Chol HaMoed. And for Shabbos also, you have to daven Musaf. So what do you do now? The two come together. Over Musafim, Maschil, B'Shal Shabbos, or Messiah, B'Shal Shabbos, That's what the Tanakhama holds. That on Shabbos, you start off with Shabbos and end off just with Mekadesh HaShabbos. And in the middle of Musaf, there you mention in you know, Rosh Chodesh Roch Ol Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael ben Oishim, Rabbi Yechidim ben Baruch HaOimrim. They both say like this. That Kol Mokom Shusak L'Sheva, whenever you only have to daven seven brachas, Maschil B'Shel Shabbos, or Meshayim B'Shel Shabbos, V'yom Mekdusha Siyayim B'Yemtza. So Chur, he's saying the same thing also. Rashi, Kol Mokom Shuzakuk L'Sheva, no, his Chiddush is, V'yafilu Arvis V'Shachos HaMincha. It's even on Mariv and Shachos HaMincha the same thing. That according to him, is you know, just a little different. You don't say Yalaviyav really. Hey, maybe it is though. I mean, Kolmok Hashulchan Lasheva Maschil B'Shal Shabbos or Messiah B'Shal Shabbos. We have Mekdushas Yom Yemtza. There's according to him that you don't even have to say Yalaviyav. Just in the middle of that bracha, Shabbos came out of Chol HaMoed. Shabbos came out of Rosh Chodesh. So in the middle of this bracha, Shabbos. In the middle, you say it's Rosh Chodesh today, or you say it's Chol HaMoed Sukkot. You say Sukkot or Pesach. You don't have to say Yalav Yavoi. Just in the middle of that bracha, you mention Kedusha Sayyim V'Yemza. That's what he holds. In the middle of the bracha, Mechanes Shabbos. Omer Rav Huna, Ein Halacha Kiyotze Zug. We don't hold like this Zug. The Ma'aseh like we do when Shabbos comes down in Chol HaMoed. The Nusach of the Etzem bracha Mechanes Shabbos. You don't mention Sukkot at all. You just say Mechanes Shabbos. And we say in Ritzay, we say Yalav Yavoi. Because we don't do like this Zug. This Zug holds you don't say Yalav Yavoi, just in the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, before that you mention Sukkis, or you mention Rosh Chodesh. So we don't do like that. Rashi, Ein Halacha Yoyis Zug Asinim. And the Tanakhama, the Yom Ha'ar, V'Shachos HaMincha, Mispalu Sheva, on the Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, Yedavin, regular, Tfilah Shabbos. V'Yom HaMiyein HaMor HaBavoyde, that's all, you only say Yalav Yavoi. Miyol HaVilchosa Kavosei Behor, Dikamu V'Mesofim, Maskel. But that they passed him by Musif, we don't hold like they did. As they said by Musaf, and Musaf, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbos Chol HaMoed, you just start off with Shabbos and end up just Mekadesh HaShabbos, and you only mention Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed in the middle of the tefillah, in the middle of the bracha. That we don't do like. Like we do, we end off the bracha, Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael V'Yazmanim. That we do, and if we say Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we say Rosh Chodesh in the tefillah, the bracha itself. Rashi Eloboi Chosu Karebi, the Yomer Av Chosim Bo Mekadesh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael V'Yazmanim. Oy Rosh Chodeshim Rosh Chodesh. On Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we end off Musaf by saying Mekadesh Yisrael, Mekadesh Shabbos Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim. Right. Omer Rav Chiya Barashi. Omer Rav. Meniach Odov Eruvei Tchumim Miyom Tov Lachaveri. On 2 days Yom Tov, he'll have to make an Erev Tchumim 1 day for the next day. In other words, for tomorrow he can make an Erev Tchumim. Umasta make it tonight. Rashi miyom tov lechaveroi, im nizka biyom tov rishon, v'cholu shnei yom tovim chamishi v'era Shabbos. Let's say yom tov was Thursday and Friday, and you forgot before yom tov to make an erev tchumim. On yom tov also you're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amot out of the city. So you forgot. Now if you want to, umasne, you can make it tonight on Thursday. Put down your pass at the end of the 2,000 amot to make it tonight. Say like this. Im ayoyim choyer liv today, we're talking about chutz loretz. That you keep 2 days Yom Tov, 1 day is a Sufik. So you make it tonight and Thursday and say like this. If today Thursday is really a weekday, is really Yom Tov is tomorrow, then Eruvei Erev, the Erev I'm making today is very good. Let that be the Erev Tchumim. Because since today is a weekday, I'm allowed to make the Erev Tchumim. The Yim Chiluf, let's say it the opposite way, that today is really Yom Tov. So then it comes out, what is tomorrow Friday? Really Friday is Chol then. So it comes out, any Tzarek the Erev. I don't need an Erev then. L'tavshilun. And it's Tzarek La'ariv, the Tavshilun of Tchumim. Yeah, I don't make an Erev. This for Tavshilun. For an Erev Tavshilun, this is Alachar also. You can make it tonight. If somebody forgot to make an Erev Tavshilun before Yom Tov, when Yom Tov comes out on Thursday and Friday, so if you remember the first day, Thursday, you can make an Erev Tavshilun with it tonight. You still like this. If today is really Yom Tov, so then I don't need an Erev tomorrow. Because then tomorrow, Friday is Chol, I'm allowed to cook tomorrow for Shabbos. If today is really Chol, so then I make an Erev Tavshilun today to let me cook tomorrow on Friday for Shabbos. That's the halacha. You can make an Erev Tavshilun the first day and the tonight. And the same thing is B'Shel Tachumim, the same thing. B'Shel Tachumim. That you put down the pas today, or V'Yisa pas Atzma Zatrashi, the Ramon Ashok Hevi Erev. B'Shel Tavshilun, and Sarab L'Shnes Lachim Hisnel Nochri. V'Akopon Tachumos, the same thing. Today is Thursday, so you put down your bread at the end of the 2,000 Namas, and you say like this. If today is Chol and tomorrow is Yom Tov, and I want the Erev to be Chal, today is Chol, I can make an Erev today for tomorrow. On the Tzad, today is Yom Tov, then I'm not allowed to make the Erev, so then I don't need the Erev tomorrow, because tomorrow is Chol then. So therefore, you can make an Erev Tchumim on Thursday, that Friday you will be allowed to walk Chutz Tchum. On Thursday, we're talking, only on Thursday. Friday, you can't do it anymore. You have to make the Erev on Thursday. The other Chaveru Masne. Omar Rav says, Maniach Adam Aruva Tavshilin, same the first halacha was Erev Tchumim. Now Rav says the same halacha applies, but Erev Tavshilin. And this halacha, that Maniach Adam Aruva Tavshilin, Miyom Tuba Chaveroi. Omasne. That when Yom Tov comes out on Thursday and Friday, and you forgot to make Erev Tavshilin before Thursday, before Yom Tov, on Thursday, the first day, you can make an Erev Tavshilin on Manashach. Either today is Yom Tov, so tomorrow I don't need the Erev, or else if today is Chol, I'm making the Erev today. Mora says, Man di Yom Eruvit Chumim, the first Man di Yom, and it says, Helf Eruvit Chumim, Kol Shechen Eruvit Tavshilin. For sure, it helps Erev Tavshilin. We'll soon see why. Abu Man di Yom Eruvit Tavshilin, Rava, that said this Tanai only helps an Erev Tavshilin, Aval Eruvit Chumim Loi. But Erev Tchum, there is more machum. He says, by Tchum, you can't make this tonight. My time away, Lamikna Shvisa B'Shabbat Aloy. It's a Mochomadik Alocha. Erev Tchum means you want to be kind to say, this is the place where I'm living. So all you start at Erev Tchum is, before Yom Tov, like, you know, before Shabbat, you put your path down the field, and it comes out, this is the place that I'm living there. So you want to be kind as if your mom is living there, that's a Kenyan, that's a bigger Maisa ticket. So that's also to do on 2 days, Yom Tov, they hold, even that you can't do. So Rashi says, "Lemiknei shavisa b'shabata, lav davke shabata nakhda liyomtiv kori shabata lo yetiru la likna shavisa b'yomtiv v'afilu misofik v'metura v'eruvah tavshil nosim mishum kavod shabbat atiru eruvah tavshil neomeku." Rashi says, "Cause you have to have food to eat on Shabbos, so mishum kavod shabbat neomeku for you will let you have a way to be able to cook on Friday for Shabbos. That's a bigger purpose to make an erev tavshilim. Mashenkin, to walk chutz l'tchum is not so important," Rashi's saying. A little different svar, Rashi's saying. It's not that important to have to walk outside the tchum. So therefore, we don't let you make this erev tchumim on a Thursday or a Friday. If you've got to make the erev tchum before Yom Tov, the first day Yom Tov Thursday, he holds, Rav holds, you're not allowed to make it for the next day for Friday. Because since you don't have to walk there, and it's a ma'isa l'mikne shvisa, that's also to do on Yom Tov. And that's where we hold halacha. Only a rubei tavshil is muta, but a rubei tchum is takarasa. Tana rabbonin, ein noifin mi yomtov lechaveroi. 2 days yomtov, you're not allowed to bake or cook from one day yomtov to the next day. Because the next day you can't cook. But frat here, where 2 days yomtov, one day is choyel midiraisa, of course you're not allowed to cook. Now, the end of summer really was said that mamali isha kola gadei rabosar. An isha, when she's cooking meat, she can fill up the whole pot full of meat. Afo pishen tzricha lechatichachas. Even though she only needs really one piece of meat, still she could fill up the whole thing. So Rashi said, "The bechat tircha sagi." It's one tircha to fill up the whole pot with meat. It's the same tircha, therefore it's muta. Memala nachtum chav yeshemayim. The baker that has to go fetch the water to knead with, he could fill up the whole big pitcher full of water. Afal pish and tzarich el lekitonechet. Even though it only needs one little glass full, still he could do it. The same thing, it's one tircha. Since it's one tircha, it's mutter to do it. But to bake, you're not allowed to bake. Trashi, avul afois. Kol kiko v'kiko tzricha afir udili atzmo. If you only need one bread today, and you want to bake a few breads today, you're not allowed to. Because each bread you put into the oven is a maisa by itself. You have to put it into the oven and take it out of the oven. So it's a tircha by itself. You can't bake more bread than you need. Only what you need, that's what's mutter. More than you need, you can't bake on Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Weimer know that memale isha kol atana pas. An isha, even though she only needs one bread today, she could bake 10 breads. She could fill up the whole oven full of breads. Why? Pas nefas yofen bizman shatana mole. A new svara. The more bread you have in the more the oven is filled up, the more the bread is going to taste good. So you only need one bread for today, but you want that bread to taste the best. So to make it taste the best, it tastes better if you have more breads in the oven. So all the bread you're baking is called, you're baking something for now, which is mutter. Shrashi bizman shatana mole, shatanu rim kitanim. At that time, they have small ovens, are you? They put the bread on the side of the wall. When it was very full, mismayet chaloloi, your mamash full up the whole inside. Now, as all the heat stays very concentrated in one small place, and it bakes much better. so all the breads inside bake much better. Therefore, you're allowed to bake as much bread as you want in one oven at the same time. In Omar Rova, halachic Rebbe Shimon Loz, we take a pass on Rebbe Shimon Loz. Iboilihu, the new shalom now. Somebody forgot to make an Erev Tashilim. So comes now Friday, Yom Tov is Thursday, Friday, it was even Friday and Shabbos. Comes now Friday, he's not allowed to cook and bake today for Shabbos. It is the Shiloh who Neser, the Kimcha Neser. He's not allowed to bake true. But what about his Kemach, his flour? Is his flour also to use? Let's say his neighbor made an Erev Tashilim. Is his neighbor allowed to come into your house and take your flour and cook for you? That's the Shiloh. If you did not make an Erev Tashilin, you for sure can't cook on Friday now for Shabbos. What about your food? What about your kemach? Is kimcha nesa reduma, or maybe no? Who nesa? The person is also to cook on Friday for Shabbos. But if he ain't kimcha nesa, but maybe his flour is not osir. The more my nafkamino, laknuya kimcha lacherim. Could he be matni, give away his flour to his neighbor? Let his neighbor cook for him. That's the shayla. If you tell me he and his flour, the Rabbanan said nothing doing, even your flour, your food can't be cooked now, is Neser, is Sorach Leaknia Kimch Lachem. Interesting. No, you still have to be makdum it though. But then the pshat is you can't just give a present, or you can't tell your neighbor, come and bake my bread. Kozman is called your flour, it's awesome. What you have to do is you have to be makdum to your friend. You have to be makdum to him with a kinyan, and then it becomes his. Once it's his, he can do what he wants with it. Of the Yarmid, if you tell me who Neser, he ain't Kimcha Neser, but if you tell me on the other side of the Chkira, that only he is also to cook, Mashenk and his flour is Mutter, the Kemach is not Neser, Leitzarach Lakniya Kimcha Lacherim, then he would not have to be marking his flour to his friend. He could just tell his neighbor, do me a favor, come to my house, and you cook for me. I forgot to make an Erev Tashil, and I can't cook today for Shabbos. But you that made an Erev Tashil, and you come into my house and use my flour. So that's the Shiloh. When the Rabbanan said it's also, is it only also for the person, or they even made it on the heft, so everything that belongs to you can't be used? Toshima, come and bring your raya. Mi shaloi heniach eruv tashilin. Somebody forgot to make an eruv tashilin. Hareze lo yofe, he can't bake, lo yavashle, he can't cook, v'lo yatman, he can't make hatmona. He can't wrap around the food to keep it hot. Loi loi, v'lo lacherim, not for himself, not for somebody else. V'lo yacherim oifenim avashim loi, so clearly somebody else can't bake or can't cook for him. Kate said away, so what does he have to do? He has to makne kim cholacherim klar. He has to be makne, give away his flour to somebody else. Not just tell somebody to come and use it. I have to make a kinyan and make it that it belongs to somebody else. Then v'yoifin loy, then that person could bake it. U'mavashlin and cook it. Shema mina, from here it's a clear raya that who nesa the kimcha nesa shema mina. Here it's a clear raya that not only are you also to bake, but your flour is also to be baked also on Yom Tov. So calls them on the flour or the food, the fish, belongs to you, it can't be cooked. If somebody else wants to come and cook for you, your fish or your meat, you're going to have to be mocked to give it to somebody else that belongs to somebody else. Now that it belongs to somebody else, that person, Pshita, could cook. Mashenka and you can't. Yeah. So clear right, even your chemicals also wasn't. Right, Iboilu, another Shiloh. What about Ova V'yofamai? A person that forgot to make an Erev Tashilin. So he's not allowed to cook now in Yom Tov. He didn't listen though, based on mistake or the mazid. He went and baked. He went and baked himself bread today. My, what's the locha? Shrashi mal sheyoicha b'Shabbos. Are you allowed to eat this food now on Shabbos? How far did the chum go? Toshima, come in here. Mi shlo yaniach eruv tashilin. Somebody forgot to make an erev tashilin. Kate to the waiter. What is he supposed to do? How could he make it? He can't cook now. He's off tomorrow. Is makne kim cholacherim? The answer is let him be makne. Let him sell. Be makne. Give over his flour to his friends. The acherim loy filoy mavashim loy. And his friends that will come and bake and cook for him. That's what the Brisa says.
All right, turn over. All right, turn over. All right,